Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of the second season of Local Folks Podcast. I'm Bob Madar, and today's episode is going to be a bit different from the last 6 in that I'm going to talk a bit about what I've learned over the past 40 years or so about helping folks as they work to help others, and why the combination of the human capital provided by Gleaners with the targeted support from Lynn Benton Foodshare makes so much sense to me. Much of my working life has been devoted to helping other people, from counseling children in a residential treatment facility, through managing a housing development project on a First Nations reservation in British Columbia, to helping secondary school teachers improve their classroom instruction. And the most important lesson I've learned from my experiences helping other folks is this: pay attention to the power dynamics inherent in a helping relationship.
One of the things that I've always tried to understand and then do something about is the power dynamics that exist in society and how those play out in everyday interactions. Sometimes they're institutional. So when you have a situation, say the food box agency that just hands you a pre-made food box, well, that's a demonstration of a power dynamic. I'm choosing the food for you and you'll just take it because you're in the situation that you're in. So when we can change to giving choice to folks that are in that situation, it changes their entire experience at that location. If it's a food pantry, if it's a gleaning site, wherever it is, when you're given choice, you're given some level of agency, that changes how you have experienced that situation. And it makes you feel like, hey, if they ask me, or if there's an opportunity to give back, I'm much more likely to give back after experiencing something like that versus being just given pre-made food box and that's the end of the relationship. So in the end, it's funny, and I think most people realize this, food is nothing more than, it's a social experience. Mm-hmm. Food just happens to be a biological necessity. But what we really are talking about is the relationships between people. And when we can make people see that this is nothing more than social interactions, I always recommend to folks that volunteer in whatever agency that we have, is that here you get to be that ideal person. You get to practice generosity. What a great time to be that better self. And by doing that, you give the example to everyone that you're going to interact with that day. And that, I truly believe, can put people on a different life path. If they have that experience where they have just received the generosity of another person, I really believe that it's a small thing, but it's also, as they say, you know, the first step towards something else. And if you can give that positive experience to someone, and especially over time, you keep getting that positive experience, you'll change your life going forward.
Well, I agree. Yeah. That was Ryan McCambridge, director of Lynn Benton Foodshare. And I have to say, I absolutely agree with him. Giving people choice, agency, and ownership, or to put it a little differently, making the helping relationship a true partnership, is really important and I think empowering for everyone involved. I'd like to talk a little bit about an experience I had when I first started this project to illustrate the point. Before I started actually interviewing folks, I participated in just about all the activities Gleaners do, including bulk food repack. At the beginning of each month, members of all 14 gleaning groups meet at the Lynn Benton Foodshare warehouse to repack donated bulk foods into smaller portions for distribution. On the day I helped out, they were processing a large container, several hundred pounds at least, of frozen lentils. And I have to say, those guys were like a well-oiled machine getting the work out. When I arrived, they were setting up their assembly line. There was a team preparing plastic bags for filling, another team breaking up the frozen block of lentils and scooping 1-pound portions into bags, a team closing the bags up with ties and putting them in a crate on a pallet, and once the crate was full of 1-pound bags, it was whisked away to another location in the warehouse and a fresh crate and pallet put in its place. I was part of the team breaking up and bagging the lentils, and for most of the morning I stood next to a guy who was at least 10 years older than I am, and I'm 71, and he was using a large heavy metal blade on the end of a long handle to break up the lentils. And that fellow worked hard all morning. Everyone did. They laughed, joked, told stories, and got an incredible amount of work done in a couple of hours. Once all the lentils were repacked and ready to be divided up between groups, they cleaned up, put away all the equipment they'd been using, set up tables and chairs, and had a meeting followed by a potluck lunch. Those folks were a motivated crew that knew exactly what they were doing.
Lynn Benton Food Share provides us with the stuff that we can repack.
Mm-hmm.
They find the resources for that, and then we're able to repack it. Without them, we wouldn't have this.
Right.
Without us, we wouldn't. They wouldn't be able to accept a lot of this stuff, and if we, the food banks would be overburdened. Mm-hmm. So we take the, the weight off, if you will, the burden off of the food banks, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get, we're able to reach a much more larger population.
That was Betty Briggs, coordinator of the Harrisburg Gleaners. Let's take a minute to reflect on what she said, because I think it's a perfect description of how powerful the relationship between Gleaners and Lynn Benton Food Share is. Without the assistance of Food Share, Gleaners wouldn't have that food to repack, nor the location and equipment to do the necessary work. But without the Gleaners, Food Share would not be able to accept that bulk food, and it could not be used to help feed the folks, about 7,000 people, that are helped by Gleaners. And that would put much greater pressure on local food banks and food pantries. In other words, the gleaning groups and Food Share are equal partners in a program to help eliminate food insecurity in Lynn and Benton counties. Gleaners are powerful members of the organization, able to make decisions on how the group is organized, how and when food is distributed, what kind of fundraisers to engage in, etc. Food Share provides the technical assistance gleaners need in order to be successful, from workshops on grant writing, through assistance in record keeping and meeting IRS requirements, to assistance in dealing with personnel issues and conflicts. I'm convinced that this is a very effective and powerful approach, and one that can and should be used as a model for any community seeking to mobilize and support local folks as they work to solve local problems. But underneath all of the hard work, commitment, and dedication gleaners bring to their organizations, there's one more thing I think is fundamental to their success, and that is compassion and care for other people.
Me, I think it would be for helping people and just basically going out and helping your neighbor.
And I wanted to help us, but I also wanted to give back to my community in a big way,
I enjoy it. I enjoy helping people. Enjoy meeting the new people come in. And
this organization has the power to change people's lives and the direction of their lives. And it's not just about making sure you have food on your table. It's making you feel good about who you are. That's what this organization does. We try to help people that when they leave here, they walk out this door feeling better than when they walked in the door. And that's the mission of our gleaners. Is all about making people feel that they're valued and that they were heard before they go home.
Helping other people, treating everyone with dignity and respect, and giving people the support they need to change their lives are all things that, from my experience over the course of this project, make the partnership between Gleaners and Lynn Benton Food Share so successful at helping people in need. I am so very grateful that they allowed me to participate in everything they do, and I am in awe of their hard work, compassion, resilience, intelligence, and resourcefulness. I've learned so much, and I hope you have as well. Well, that pretty much wraps up Season 2 of Local Folks Podcast. In a few days, I'm going to be heading down to Costa Rica to study Spanish for a few months, and Local Folks Podcast will have a bit of a break. Season 3, which is shaping up to be focused on how retired local folks contribute to our community, will launch on June 1st. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you when I get back from Costa Rica.
KBOO Portland.